This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Switzerland's National Bank tried again on Wednesday to curb the rise of the Swiss franc, announcing it would pump yet more currency onto the markets. Imogen Folks reports.
The rise and rise of the Swiss franc led many financial analysts to predict the Swiss National Bank would this week reach for perhaps the last big weapon in its arsenal and peg its currency to the euro. Instead, the bank took more modest measures, announcing a further injection of francs into the markets. Professor of Economics Klaus Neusser believes this was the right course of action.
It's very uncertain about the future policies abroad, say in the Eurozone and in the US. And that makes it very difficult to make a decision on what is, say, the right exchange rate or the right rate. And therefore, I think the cautious steps that the National Bank did at the moment is quite good. Not too much, but to signal that they are ready in case it's getting worse. Yeah.
But the reaction hasn't been what Switzerland wants. Instead of falling in value, the franc rose, perhaps because speculators had indeed been expecting more radical measures. The franc is now hovering at just over 1.10 to the euro, a long, long way from the 1.30 to 1.40, which Swiss manufacturers say is a realistic minimum. Serge Gaillard, director of Switzerland's State Office of Economic Affairs, is now warning of very difficult times ahead.
If the franc remained at this level, our industry would have to restructure. We would expect large-scale layoffs, but not only in the industry. The Swiss banks, the tourist industry, even the retail sector would have to restructure to lay off people. The unemployment would probably start to increase this autumn, and this would be the start for a longer-lasting period with barely no growth and a high unemployment for Switzerland.
In fact, many analysts are predicting a recession for the once booming Swiss economy. Switzerland exports over 50% of its products abroad, primarily to the European Union, a group the Swiss voted long ago not to join. The irony is, says Serge Gaillard, Switzerland has become a victim of its own success, a stable island economy in a sea of Eurozone crisis.
Switzerland is a good place to do business. It's a good place to live. We have a diversified economy. We are proud of our educational system. We have a low unemployment rate, especially for the youth. But we are a small country. And a small country can't afford a long period with overvalued money. And that's the reason our National Bank started to act.
The question now is, what more can be done? Investors still see the franc as a safe haven. They still want to buy it. And everything the Swiss National Bank has tried so far to change that has had very little significant effect. Pegging the franc to the euro is the last option, but this would be politically divisive in non-EU member Switzerland. Tough choices lie ahead for this small country, whose traditionally strong economy is looking increasingly fragile. Imogen Folks, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bern.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.